WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the gunman who killed four people at a Manhattan office building last night was trying to target the headquarters of the National Football League, but he took the wrong elevator. Investigators also say 27-year-old Shane Tamura was found with a note in his pocket alluding to the idea that he had CTE and put some blame on the NFL for it. Tamura played high school football and had a mental health history, police say. Four people were killed and one was seriously wounded. Tamura took his own life afterwards. Another mass shooting, meantime, in Reno, Nevada.
Police say a suspect opened fire on a group of people outside the Grand Sierra Resort, killing three and wounding several more. Officers engaging the suspect in a shootout. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition.
ABC's Lana Moise. At least 77 Palestinians killed in the past 24 hours, most while seeking food, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Experts warning the territory is on the brink of famine. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin Secretary of State will not be considering a run for governor, but lieutenant governor could be on the table. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was on the shortlist of potential Democratic contenders for governor. Instead, an advisor says she's going to explore her options in the weeks ahead, and any campaign she'd launch would be with the support of elected and local Democrats. Meanwhile, Wisconsin officially has its first case this year of West Nile virus. The Department of Health Services announced someone tested positive in Barron County. They've found mosquitoes in Lafayette and Milwaukee counties carrying the virus so far this year. On average, 18 Wisconsinites get West Nile every year. We're not at the peak, though. Most people test positive in August and September. The best ways to prevent getting it, avoid mosquito bites altogether. Wear bug spray, long pants, and long sleeves, and don't give them easy breeding grounds. If you find any standing water, try to dump it out. Meanwhile, a rare tick-borne virus has already killed at least one Wisconsinite this summer. The latest update we've gotten from health officials is that three people were hospitalized, but that was a month ago. Joanne Krulatz explains the rare virus that pops up every summer here.
The State Department of Health Services recommends you get tested for the Powassan virus, which is transmitted through an infected deer tick. It's the same tick that spreads Lyme disease and several other illnesses. Powassan virus can lead to a mild illness or neurological disease. Some symptoms include fever, headache, vomiting, and weakness. While the virus is rare, Wisconsin reported 12 cases last year, the second highest number in the U.S. behind Minnesota. You can prevent tick bites by wearing repellent, long-sleeve clothing, and tucking your pants into socks.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Elton's back with the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers are now practicing in pads. Center Elton Jenkins, who's been dealing with a back injury, is back on the field and says getting a pay raise is no longer an issue for now.
Right now, I'm not even thinking about that. It's more so just, you know, what I can do to help the team and just being present, you know what I'm saying, getting good with the offensive line, building chemistry with the quarterbacks and the offensive line.
Baseball. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs last night. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Christian Yelich, and another for first baseman Andrew Vaughn. Now the Brewers making a trade, picking up catcher Danny Jansen in exchange for a minor league player. The 30-year-old Jansen has spent most of his career with the Blue Jays. He's originally from Wisconsin, where he played for Appleton West High School. Catcher Eric Haas has been designated for assignment. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm or two tonight will drop down into the 60s. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm or two possible with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The John and Gordy Show.
I'm damn awful tired of dealing with flat forks. Who made flat forks in the first place? They could have cupped it just a little bit, right? No one likes forks. Am I the only one?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story. Really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special live show from Six Springs Farm in southwest Wisconsin as we talk to NFL and Badger Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, along with Brady Ewing as my guest co-host.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser.
It's Emmy nominee Jessica Williams. Wait, Jessica, where are you?
I'm in Scotland, John. And I am here because I have had it with Trump. He's got to come clean about Epstein. I am sick of this.
I agree. He's been doing this for weeks, though. How much longer can he avoid talking about it?
I mean, obviously, it depends on how many black people he has left.
Black people? Why do black people matter?
Why do black people matter, John? What the f***, dude? Well, John, we still got a lot of work to do.
I know. And I will take this time to listen.
Reflect.
I meant, why do they matter to the Epstein story?
It's because Trump is trying to throw every black person he can think of in front of this scandal to distract us. First, he released the Martin Luther King Jr. files. Then he accused Obama of treason. And now he wants to prosecute Oprah and Beyonce? The nerve, John! The nerve! He's coming after all of our greatest black people. Who's next? Michael Jordan? Michael B. Jordan? We're about a week away from him saying that Urkel did 9/11!
What I said yesterday, Jody, right? When, you know, one black person isn't, you know, enough for the lynch mob. You gotta, no, here, take all of them.
Take Urkel.
Yeah. Well, he'll get to him. Yeah. Okay, we have Charlie Pierce coming up. We have Glenn Kirshner coming up. I have quite the legal stack. We mentioned Harvard. George Conway said giving Trump a win here would indelibly stain Harvard and damage it deeply in the eyes of its myriad constituencies, particularly its alumni, myself included, who would revolt, not to mention the nation and the world. But more important than Harvard's loss would be, oops, sorry, it's cut off. he's just talking about it, you know, because they're... Glenn will have to explain to me, Jody, why you would have to pay Trump. And he wants Harvard to pay way more than Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
Because, right, to make a point, I'm
right.
Sure. And it's just, I don't get this bending of the knee.
I don't either.
Yes, and then one more I saved for Glenn. We've been saying this for weeks. The Everglades Detention Center is operated by the state of Florida with no real federal authority. The people detained there don't have access to legal processes. What the state of Florida is doing is illegal. I keep saying that, Jody. On what authority do we have to pick people up that are guilty at most of like a traffic violation? Because it's a misdemeanor,
right,
crossing the border. They have no other... crimes. Under what authority do we put them in prison and starve them and deny them medical care with no due process?
This seems like something that the ACLU would be all over and would be very public about. I'm wondering why they're not all over this.
We'll ask Glenn.
Yeah.
This story tells you everything you need to know about the cowardice of this party, though. GOP stops short of backing Gabbard and Trump on arresting Obama and other officials. Doesn't this remind you of Ukraine?
Yes.
Of just say there's an investigation. Because
yep.
They know there's no there. And this is that they'd be laughed out of any court in the country, mm-hmm, with this. It's based on nothing. But, you know, so they just want to go, oh, Obama's, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's red meat for the base. It's an Epstein distraction. So Tulsi Gabbard's document releases about the Obama administration's review of the 2016 election, leading Trump to call for the prosecution of former officials. But many Republicans in Congress aren't ready to go quite that far. Yeah, no kidding. Steve Scalise called Gabbard's disclosures pretty earth-shattering, but then declined to call for arrests or prosecutions. Yeah. Oh, please. They just want to, like, go, oh, boogity boogity, look over here. Speaker Mike Johnson said it would appear laws have been broken by any number of people, alluding to congressional action. We'll use every tool within our arsenal to bring about accountability here. And I've said we have to create and pioneer new tools. We'll do that as well. I don't know, meaning things that are illegal? Meaning what? Manufacturing evidence? What does new tools mean? I mean, it's...
I don't know.
Representative Jim Heim said Tulsi Gabbard has labeled some of the most serious charges ever leveled against an American former president. Bring charges.
Yeah.
Yep.
He said, and the reason I want her to bring charges is that there's not a court in the United States that will do anything other than laugh hysterically over the bull that Tulsi Gabbard is peddling right now. They're not dumping documents. They're making up lies. Representative Ana Paulina Luna, which is short for
lunatic,
yes, said if they don't arrest people, this systemic corruption will just continue. I mean,
why haven't charges been brought?
Yes.
If she's so sure of it, why haven't charges been brought?
Yeah.
What is she scared of?
And Trump knew that apparently that Obama committed treason in 2017, but you wait until just now? Because, you know, because it's nothing to do with the Epstein thing, of course.
Not at all.
He just now realized that Obama's a traitor and something must be done immediately because something.
Gabbard is scared.
Yes, she is. Excuse me one moment. Buddy! Clyde!
This is Museum of Broadcasting quality.
Bella, I hate to encourage you to run over the pack of coyotes the next time you come in, but...
God, I was stuck out there for like a couple minutes because they wouldn't move. They were just in the middle of the road.
Do we have a coyote wrangler in the budget? No?
No.
Oh, right.
You're going to have to talk to Rich Uncle Moneybags about that.
I don't know what to do about this. Maybe, you know what? Oh, I know. Maybe shut the door going to, up there.
Do you want me to do
that? Yeah, let's do that. Let's try that. Okay. Justin Wolfers, our favorite Aussie economist, said these trade deals are all underwhelming for one simple reason. While trade barriers were a big deal in Trump's youth, they've been tiny for decades. When tariffs are 1 to 2%, there's not much to gain from a trade war, but you can do a lot of harm by charging Americans a 15% or higher import tax. Again, where's the reporting? These are bad deals for Americans. Oh, except our best friend, Jessica Tarlow.
Okay.
Here we go.
We essentially had favored nations with the EU paying about 1% import. So 15% is a lot more than 1%. And I rarely say that I wish somebody else would take my seat, at least for this segment. But I wish Charlie Gasparino was sitting here right now to explain to Jesse again how tariffs work, because it is a tax on the American consumer.
Oh.
Yes.
Getting a little snarky with Jesse Waters there.
Yes. And Governor Jared Polis on this as well.
Look, under President Obama, President Biden, we were talking a 1% to 3% tariff tax on exports to Europe, on imports from Europe. The goal would be to get that down to zero. 15% is much worse. That means 15% higher costs on every item that we buy that comes from Europe. And it means Europeans are paying more on American products, making our Made in America products less competitive. Competitive overseas.
Yep, absolutely right.
Hi, Seth in LA, you're on with Jody. Hello.
Good morning, everyone. So, first of all, Mama, now I can't get the image of Bill O'Reilly having phone sex with Donald Trump out of my head.
Ew.
So,
ew.
And my day's ruined. But,
take the falafel in your hand. What?
Jillian, it's not going to work. Pardoning Jillian is not going to work.
No.
And I'll explain why. For the same reason he didn't just purge his name and dump the lists everywhere, even if Ghislaine comes out and names 15 Democrats, those people don't immediately go to prison. Right. We're not in that country yet. They would have to have trials with depositions and testimony.
Discovery.
And there's no one wrapped up in this mess who wouldn't drop the dime on Donald Trump.
Well, right. Sturgeon he's got to know that Ghislaine Maxwell is not the only one that knows all this, right? So I think, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's all good. It will all come out no matter what happens at this point. Pardoning her is not the solution that he thinks it is.
Well, I think just his sheer growing panic by the day is everything you need to know, right?
Yep.
Hold, please.
Okay.
Yes. Was this the yesterday statement from the bassinet of the 45th?
I think so.
President? Okay. Those files were run by the worst scum on earth. They were run by Comey. They were run by Garland. They were run by Biden. All the people who actually ran the government, including the auto pen. There you go.
Auto pen's running the government, too.
The whole thing is a hoax. They ran the files. I was running against somebody that ran the files. If they had something, they would have released. Oh, my God. It's right.
Why didn't he release something when he was president the last time?
Right. If it's all Democrats and he's not in there, or the whole thing's a hoax, like, what? Obviously, if there was incriminating stuff, he would have released it.
Of course.
Okay. I didn't realize that we were that clever, that we apparently wrote all, but then we never used it.
Right.
Yeah.
Democrats are many things. They're not that clever.
Yeah, don't we wish.
I mean.
None of it makes any sense. Jody, it's making my brain hurt. The whole thing's a hoax?
Yes.
But now I think he's trying to say that only the parts with him in it were planted. But everything else is real? Except.
I don't know what he's
saying. He was put in there by the evil auto pen. Right.
I don't know what he's saying from day to day.
Okay.
I miss Sarah Palin.
So the minute he says, I don't do drawings, and then like 1,000 pop up that
I only do drawings of buildings.
Right. So that's his latest. Just,
right. He doesn't.
It's
how
you know someone is guilty.
Drawings.
Is they turn into Walter the dog.
Yeah.
It's just right. Like just talkie, talkie, talkie.
Yeah.
Wake it back, baby.
Walter the dog.
Just right. Hi, Walter the dog. Hi. Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Uh oh. Gen Z stare. yeah. This is like, anyone shut up about this every day,
right?
So he said, I don't do drawings. I'm not a drawing person. I don't do drawings. Sometimes.
He said with his hand in the cookie jar. That's an esoteric reference.
That's Sal Sharpton from the old commercial that I love so much. I want to run it like on a loop. Okay. Sometimes people would say, would you draw a building? And because now that he's been caught, now he has to make up a news story, right? And I'll draw four lines and a little roof, you know, for charity. But I'm not a drawing person.
God.
I don't do drawings of women, that I can tell you. And they say there's a drawing of a woman. I don't do drawings of women. Okay, is he a little repetitive or is it me?
I think he's a little repetitive.
I don't do drawings.
Whoever said I don't do drawings.
I don't do drawings. Okay.
Honk.
Honk. And then,
honk.
We already went through this, but it's just the thing Jeffrey Epstein apparently did that was inappropriate was stealing some blood. Not the child rape so much that he was involved in systematically. Right. So he said, although someone was speculating, who's this? Wellman said, it's because he took one of his employees to traffic her. That's the issue. The lie that he helped prosecute Epstein is also a complete horse.
Yep.
Covey says, so he threw Jeffrey Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago for hiring the help, not for raping children. I mean, and they keep repeating the lie from the White House that, Trump's moral barometer was just that, he was a creep. That's why he threw him out because, Odd Jobs just said that. The fact is that the president kicked him out of his club for being a creep.
Nope.
Yeah. No. No.
The president contradicted you yesterday, Odd Job.
Odd Jobs. Oh, do we? Wow.
It's just one odd job.
J.D. Vance also being talky, talky, talky.
Yes.
You know, it's almost like just to distract from, I am not part of this whole Murdoch coup thing. Not at all. Okay.
We're not shielding anything. The president has directed the attorney general to release all credible information
Frankly,
to go and find additional credible information related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. He's been incredibly transparent about that stuff, but some of that stuff takes time. You've got to assemble that stuff. You've got to compile that stuff. You've got to redact some victims' names so that you protect the victims. Incredible. But the president has been very clear. He wants full transparency.
Does he? Uh-huh. Okay.
Credible.
Wow. Credible doing a lot of work in that whole paragraph.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's review, everybody. Credible means any Democrats that are mentioned.
Right.
Credible, anything that mentions Trump being involved, not credible.
Right.
Incredible, I
dare say. Right. Puts the I in. he said they just attack. All they care about is impeaching Donald J. Trump. They don't care about whether your groceries go down. Groceries are... way up. So thanks for that, JD. Okay, he went on to say.
For 4 years under Joe Biden's Department of Justice, the media didn't give a damn about the Epstein files or about the Epstein case.
Stop for a second. They were sealed because there was ongoing cases, so he couldn't. Okay.
And also, the Democrats didn't run on this.
Right.
The Republicans mentioned it at every whistle stop.
Yes.
20 years, the story about this scumbag, and he is a scumbag pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, he's dead now, but for 20 years, you had Obama and George W. Bush's Department of Justice go easy on this guy. They didn't fully investigate the case. They didn't show any curiosity about the case. And now Donald J. Trump is asking his Department of Justice to show full transparency. Mm. And somehow that's a criticism of Donald J. Trump and not Barack Obama and George W. Bush.
So this is now Bush and George W. Bush has entered the chat.
Yes, yes, he has.
George W. Bush and Obama's fault. Mm-hmm. Because the sweetheart deal was under Alex Acosta, who is now Trump's whatever the hell he is.
Labor secretary?
Pam Bondi was the attorney general of Florida when all of this was going on. They indeed think we're Boo Boo the Fool up in here.
I think so. They're throwing rice and we're catching it and cooking.
Oh, I have a story about the skeeviness of Mar-a-Lago, as you mentioned last hour, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so skeevy. Okay.
Do we need to hose that place down?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's a new character I'll introduce in the next segment.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, this is exciting.
Yes, it's a new episode of Devious Radio Hosts. Okay. 21.
What? The Devious Maids of Mar-a-Lago?
Yes. Anna Ortiz is seared into our souls. Yes. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozier's.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because it's getting hot in here. It was getting hot in here yesterday. Wow. My point is, you might want to take
off. You were not like that around her. You were awkward as hell.
I was like an awkward teenage girl.
You were.
Can she see this zit? I hope she thinks I'm pretty. Okay. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets and bubble cuddle blanket. No, not filling in any blanks about who I would like to experience those. I'm just saying everyone should experience them.
Her kids are listening.
Yeah. Come on, Stephanie.
Well, her parenting is not my fault. Okay. Cozier bamboo sheets, bubble cuddle blanket. Bubble cuddle. I put my bubble butt under my bubble cuddle blanket. Bubble butt.
Oh my God. What is that?
I don't know. It's
a combination of lack of sleep
and toast?
Incredibly sexy girl that I'm like, yeah. Listen, my point is it is hot everywhere, right? You need temperature regulating viscose sheets from bamboo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. I have I'm wearing my olive green ones now. Thank you very much. Short sleeve because it's hot out here, right? I sleep several degrees cooler in my sheets and my Cozier jammies. I wake up feeling refreshed. The bubble cuddle blanket, what? It's a hug in blanket form. Faux fur, plush, mid-weight, ridiculously cozy. It's somehow chic and nap-worthy. You're going to want to stay in your little blankie all day. You'll be like Linus with your blankie. CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And don't forget, if you get that survey afterwards, say you heard about it from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
It's Friday night. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get late. I'm gonna be late on Monday.
Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at ZPAW. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPAW was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. Zipa, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPA.com. tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory-direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
Shiny, happy people holding.
Shiny, happy people holding.
Shiny, happy people
riding. Yay. Okay. Jody Hamilton's here. So
yes.
That's why we're shiny and happy.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what. Do we have a Skeevy Mar-a-Lago music? I don't even know what that would be.
Porno music,
okay.
Maybe?
You were talking about how, yeah, it's just like a total skeeve fest. Plus, it's like an island of plastic surgery Moreau, right? It's just all the women.
Yeah,
they're
all the same.
Yes, they all look
done.
The same.
Whoa, it's weird. I just don't know what's happening there. Did they do the lip thing? What is the lip thing?
The fillers.
Are you doing Mar-a-Lago lips? Jody is doing Mar-a-Lago lips. You should make those available for Halloween. Can you sell those on your webs? Okay. What am I thinking of?
Duck lips.
No, but is
fillers.
It
they're fillers.
College? Whatever, but, you know, they're like really crazy big. Yeah. Okay. Trump biographer Michael Wolff believes the missing link in Trump's ties to sex offender to Epstein is Melania.
Oh yeah.
Well,
she
yes.
did. She did not have
individual liberty
from this whole situation.
No.
Thank you, Jody, for your point. She's introduced. Let's see. So Melania was very involved in Epstein's social circle. It's noted this is how she met Trump.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a million pictures of all of them. They're all friends. Oh my God. She's introduced by a model agent, both of whom Trump and Epstein are involved with. She's introduced to Trump that way. Epstein knew her very well. All right. So then now the next character. Now I'm hitting a hard break.
You are.
This is where the next skeevy character comes in.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned after the break. And Charlie Pierce.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've had some intense heat over the last week, and that can lead to buckling pavement. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how it happens.
A smooth ride can quickly turn bumpy and dangerous. And here's why. When something's heated, molecules begin to vibrate and move more, making more space between them, expanding. And pavement slabs do just that and push against each other. Called a pavement buckle, it can sometimes blow up. It can happen on local roads and even on the interstate.
If you are going at high speeds, depending on the severity of the buckle, it can cause the car to go in a different direction, or you might go over it and wonder, like, what was that? Because you might feel a little heat from the road.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
So it is a safety concern when people hit those. Unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to happen. They're difficult to predict. I mean, if we could predict them, I think we would take some safety precautions, but at this time, we just don't know when it's going to happen.
Try not to drive over a buckle if possible. Instead, slow down and get into another lane.
We really want them to be safe. And if there is a condition that they see, or, you know, they can report that, and we'll try to get that addressed as soon as possible. And then I mentioned 511, that information. You know, when roadways are closed or there's issues, we'll post those so they can always be aware of what's happening in their area.
Good news. Relief in the temperature surges in on Wednesday, and crisper, cooler, sunny conditions will prevail. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm or two tonight will drop down into the 60s tomorrow. An isolated thunderstorm or two possible with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we're taking the day off, but we'll revisit our interview with Tom and Christy Manis, authors of historic Wisconsin roadside attractions.
It should be a fun show, so check it out.
Listen to them weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Of golf over the weekend, cameras caught Trump cheating when his caddy dropped the ball into a better spot. It's just refreshing to see someone cheating without being at a Coldplay concert.
Oh!
Ah.
Hey,
Jimmy Fallon. Ah. All right, hang on. Let me just introduce the new skeevy Mar-a-Lago character before we get
okay,
to our friends.
All right.
Okay, so Melania, hello.
Uh-huh. Individual?
Yes. The individual named Melania, correct. She's introduced by a model agent, both of whom Trump and Epstein are involved with. She's introduced to Trump that way. Epstein knew her very well. Trump, I need my Skeevy Mar-a-Lago music, please. Thank you so much. Trump and Melania reportedly first met in September 1998 through, here's the character, Chris, Paolo Zampoli.
Mm. Oh.
The founder of ID Models, who helped Melania emigrate to the United States.
Okay.
Oh, see, did he get her Einstein visa?
Yeah.
Right, yes. Zamboli had ties to Epstein and is now... This guy, by the way, looks exactly like who you'd run into at Mar-a-Lago.
Of course.
Yeah. And is now incarcerated partner in crime, Ghislaine Maxwell. Epstein alleged that Trump liked to his friends' wives... and first slept with Melania on his Lolita Express, because they're just the very best people.
Yeah, because they're gross.
Yeah. Since March 2025, Zamboli has served as Trump's special representative for global partnerships. The MAGA loyalist has a giant oil painting of Trump in his $17 million Georgetown mansion.
Ew.
Because who doesn't want a giant oil painting of a child rapist, allegedly? I mean, I don't know. The painting's not alleged. The painting apparently is there.
The painting exists. Sure.
The other parts. Okay, let's talk to our friend, shall
we? There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America!
Pierce.
Paolo.
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 Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with
me? I'm going to go out on a limb and say his wife's lips look like, what do you call it, Goldie Hawn in Death Becomes Her when... Okay.
Or First Wife's Club.
Right.
Is when.
Yes. Oh, yes, that one. Hi, good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hi. First of all, let's go on the record here. I watched all of Monday's show.
Yes.
I wanted to throw a raincoat over all of you.
We don't.
Except Bella. Bella managed to keep her animal instincts down to a minimum, which I applaud her for.
Thanks.
But Anna, wherever you are, I don't know you. I don't know your work. But I'd like to state for the record, I had absolutely nothing to do with that show.
This is why people don't come in studio with us
anymore.
We're like one giant needy octopus.
Well, I'll go, but I'm not sitting in any chairs.
Oh, you'll want to sit in Anna's chair. Okay.
Wow. Anyway.
Would you like to skeeve out on Jody and Bella first?
I would love to. Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hiya, Bella.
You have quite the nerve calling me skeevy about Anna Ortiz when this goes on every week.
There is no photographic evidence of anything going on with me and Jody. There's photographic evidence.
You're too pure.
It's photographic evidence of Chris getting it on.
Well, no, as I said in hour one, she's being all sexy in that photo, and I'm going, herp, derp, what do I do with my arm?
Chris has got that new Fu Manchu thing going.
Yes. Very manly.
Great tips. I like it.
Manly, yes, but I like it too. Okay. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. What's that?
I don't know.
So, Charlie, yes, you wrote a piece. Trump's latest target is Beyonce. Yeah. I mean, how could he be making this any worse and any more ridiculous, these distractions?
Well, yeah, I mean, he could demand to, like, prosecute... I don't know, Anthony Anderson or somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's just going to prosecute every black person in America.
Yeah.
I love what you said about CNN fact checker. You said, who, to my eternal amazement, stays at his post and does not flee to a comfortable refuge in Borneo. But yes, he called for the prosecution of Beyonce based on something that did not actually happen. But Joe Biden was old and had terrible syntax. Yeah, this is, I don't even know, we were just saying, though, the cowardice of this Congress, because some Republicans, of course, are like, oh, well, you know, yes, that's awful, the Obama, you know, revelations, but I don't know if we should prosecute. They know they can't prosecute. They know that there's no there.
No, the best they can hope for is some sort of awful Jim Comer-led subcommittee.
Right.
Who will air all this stuff out and... You know, maybe a couple of the Obama people will refuse to testify. However, and I pointed this out yesterday, I agree with Donald Trump on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said the immunity decision covers him, covers Obama, right, but not the people who work for him. And I agree with him.
Yeah, George Conway said, I hope Trump administration people are paying attention to what he just said.
Yeah.
This doesn't cover you.
Yeah. I mean, that's Brett, that's as fair to everyone who works for him. Y'all are going under the bus if you need to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, Charlie, your piece, you keep saying the same thing I do. Maybe we're old, you know, Nixon follow the money people, but follow the effing money. Senator Wyden, I mean, right? You says he's been digging into Epstein's financial network for the last 3 years. And you talk about the four big banks flag more than $1.5 billion in transactions, all these wires transfers. I mean, there's a huge there, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we don't know where the money is.
Right.
I mean, Epstein's dead. Maxwell certainly doesn't have access to it.
Right.
Who has access to all that money?
Well,
you spend it all.
You write about Epstein money transfers disclosed in a report from J.P. Morgan Chase involved accounts at two Russian banks before those institutions were subject to U.S. sanctions. You said a few transactions red flag were for as much as $100 million. Wyden said investigators found links between Epstein and the sanctioned Russian banks. Good God, all roads always lead back to Russia, don't they?
Russia. It's all a hoax.
Yeah.
Everything. Russia does not exist. Russia is a hoax.
Well, Ron Wyden said these are not conspiracy theories. These are real leads pointing to an international sex trafficking operation. So I don't know how you try to sell that as a hoax, right?
No, I mean, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're going after Donald Trump either, although I suspect, you know, his hand is in there somewhere. But, you know, I mean, you're going after, you know, international, well, I would have to say bank fraud, because I can't believe that, you know, that they sent all this money over there and had on the subject line, you know, child sex trafficking. I suspect it was sent under other rubrics.
Yeah. Charlie, by the way, I loved you had the best line on South Park. You said, Matt and Trey, they did not respect the president's authority. You said most wonderfully they caught Paramount CBS in their own trap. The company could wait out a lawsuit from the president or could try to wriggle out of its new contract with the two producers, which was resulted in a $1 billion lawsuit. However, Paramount did get what it wanted. The merger with Skydance it went through, obviously. And then you said predictably the White House birthed a bovine over the episode. But I mean, the other thing is, like, they had to know this was coming. I think they said the White House was giving it a heads up. Yeah. I know Bob Seska's like, oh, this merger is not going to go through now. And I'm like, you know, it obviously did, Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't pay $1 billion for an irrelevant TV.
Exactly.
Show.
Right. I have offered to be irrelevant for a lot less.
Unless you're as dumb a businessman as Donald Trump.
Right, right.
Then you might do that, but.
But, Charlie, you've been in journalism for so long. Do you ever think you'd read a headline, new CBS News bias monitor will report to Trump?
Yeah, who will that be, I wonder? Because it's going to be appointed by Larry Ellison's kid.
Yeah.
You know, who's it going to be? Like Charlie Kirk, maybe?
Yeah.
Candace Owens needs a job.
Yeah.
She's in the middle of a lawsuit. She needs the money.
She needs some serious jack. Absolutely.
This is why I chose It's the Democracy Stupid t-shirt for today. Here's another one. Heritage Foundation president urged right-wing state legislators this month to de-charter liberal cities and replace them with, quote, state municipal districts. He said, we're in the second American Revolution, which he explained saying we're renewing sovereignty and self-governance and faith in fellow man. Mm-hmm. He showed no apparent recognition of the glaring inconsistency between his declared support for sovereignty and self-governance and his demonstrated contempt for the democratic choices made by voters in cities who disagree with his agenda.
Well, this is the same crap they tried in Michigan.
Yes.
Right. Where they took over Benton Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's writ large now.
Right.
You know, that's all Project 2025 was a collection of really bad ideas that had been festering in the, you know, the right wing fever swamp for 25 years. And they just put it all together in one big lump and then elected a senile madman, allegedly. run the government.
This guy said, well, when we have cities like Austin or Nashville or other capital cities whose local government is not representative of the will of the people, decharter them and establish them as state municipal districts in the name of common sense. He called his hometown of Austin, his adopted hometown of Austin, Texas. He described it as a once great place that's been taken over by Marxists.
Oh, for God's sake. There are no Marxists. There are no Marxists in the Chili Parlor bar.
He's keeping Austin weird, but not in a good way.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say he's making Austin weird in the worst possible way.
So I just, because you support the sports as well, I just love, I was mentioning how I thought the foreign press does such a better job than our press. I love this. Trump was confronted during a press engagement Sunday about whether he was in a bad mood because of the lousy day of golf he had. Is it because you're a dictator or a crappy golfer? Which is it? Like, so he, of course, did not admit to a poor round, despite cheating, obviously.
Right.
Right.
Well, despite cheating, and I have yet to see a video of the guy on the golf course,
right,
where he doesn't look like, you know, a walrus, you know, mixing the stew. I mean, the guy's got the worst swing I've ever seen.
He's just like the ball.
He's got a terrible, terrible case of the shanks. Yeah. The ball always goes off to the right.
Did you see the recent one where he whiffed completely and then he just walked off the tee like nothing happened? Just nobody saw.
Yeah.
Like, yep, it's on tape.
Ball's down there. The ball's down there. That's not my ball on the tee. The ball's down there.
Yeah,
the ball's down there, right where I'm going to drop it when I get there.
He can't ever admit to anything. He's like, the golf was beautiful. It's like, okay, well, we didn't see what we saw. All right, so I'm going to pick my other most embarrassing moment when he was overseas, when he was sitting next to the Prime Minister, UK Prime Minister Starmer, and he said, "I'm not a fan of your mayor. I think he's done a terrible job, nasty person." And the Prime Minister's like, "He's a friend of mine." And Trump's just like, he's done a terrible job. And it's just, it's endlessly, soul-shatteringly humiliating when he's overseas.
Well, not just that. I don't know. Have you seen the video of him sitting next to the president of the EU?
Yes.
The woman who's desperately looking for, like, a trapdoor somewhere, where he starts raving about windmills and...
Someone's got to do a montage of foreign leaders just looking at him. It's just, I'm just pure dripping disgust.
This woman was looking around for her security detail.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I love the, can I just say.
This guy is going to jump up and get naked in the chair.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here.
Yep.
I'm telling you, they have the best signs. I mean, we do pretty well on protest signs. But, yes, he received a clear warning from the people in Scotland on Saturday. The reporting is they do not seem to want him here. Protesters showed up to his golf round, warning him to stay away. One protester had a cardboard sign that said, "We don't negotiate with fascists." She said, "So many people here loathe him. We're not divided. We're not divided by religion or race or political allegiance. We just here together because we hate him." That's
America.
We feel you, Scotland.
America is more respected around the world than it's ever been.
Oh,
yeah. Remember that.
Yeah.
It's just, it's just it's stomach clenchingly. Like every time he's overseas, you're just like, oh God.
Oh God.
All right.
But I'm emboldened by the South Park guys.
Yeah. I know. Thank you. That's the word, emboldened. Like, let them embolden other people, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have decided that my criticism of the administration will be more unrestrained on the blog.
Yes.
Good.
Good for you.
Good. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to reading your scribblings.
You're already an incorrigible scamp, so I can't imagine.
I am as incorrigible a scamp as you are an inconstant minx.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to new levels of incorrigible scampiness.
And minxery.
Yes.
And I look forward to more minxery with Anna Ortiz, who I don't have anything to do with Anna. Wow. I like you. I don't know you work real well, but you seem like a nice person, and you didn't, like, deserve...
And not deserving of all the sexual harassment? Oh, well.
You did not deserve all the sexual harassment you got yesterday.
You know what? She didn't say no, so...
Yeah. No means no, but she didn't say it.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey Epstein.
Or if she did, we didn't hear it.
Right.
Okay, we love you, Charlie. Goodbye.
My headphones don't work.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, love you, Charlie. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by you.
Me?
Waking up with a scritch, scritch, scritch in your throat.
Oh.
A tumble, tumble, tumble in your rumble, tumble.
Oh.
Those are medical terms.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose. What got you? What do you got? Your choices are you tough it out, you get sick, take time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, sometime this millennium, wait hours in urgent care, sit in a room full of other sick people, and then you come out with something new, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My medical emergency kit is fantastic. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right away. It's not a first aid kit. It has doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. They hook you up with one of their doctors immediately when you sign up. I got strong antibiotics in there for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are right in your kit. Do it now. Order online. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That promo code is Stephanie. urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service. Well, remember when public school was for, you know, learning, math, science, maybe some awkward square dancing in gym class? Well, now it's Bible verses in biology, Ten Commandments on the classroom wall, school chaplains instead of counselors. Yep, it's full-on religious takeover of public education, funded by your tax dollars, thanks to voucher programs that funnel public money into private religious schools. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511 to join the fight. Text Miller to 511-511, ffrf.us/school, or text that last name Miller to 511-511. Because seriously, Jesus doesn't belong in the homeroom. Data rates may apply. That's ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, me talk now. Brought to you by Native Path. Uh-huh. Native Path.
Yes.
My little buddy.
Collagen.
Yeah. Science has discovered a unique protein that can help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely. Look, wee, it's me riding my bike 30, 40, 50 miles a week. Wee. Also, I have a glowing, hydrated look with fewer lines and wrinkles. Native Path Collagen, a clean single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk.
I don't know why she's staring
at
me.
Yeah, what's going on?
I want you to understand how important it is to get type 1 and 3 collagen fibers into your body. It's the ones your body needs the most. Healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, gut, everything. You get protein in there. Protein Man.
Protein special, Man.
Special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping right now at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. All right, Glenn Kirshner coming up. So much to talk to him about, which, by the by, hold please. Okay. This one, because we're out here in L.A., the Justice Department had to drop a bunch of cases against L.A. protesters because U.S. immigration officers and Border Patrol got caught lying and making false statements. All of us in Los Angeles have been telling you they came in, antagonized, made peaceful protests into something they weren't, and now they got busted. California says, off.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's a legal term. Off.
Yep.
All right.
Let's double check that with Glenn.
All right.
Okay.
Yes. What I mean, no. That's
what Emil Bove says all the time.
That the term "f off" is a legal term. Let's double check.
Oh yeah, Emil Bove thinks so.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah.
that was a really good joke. that requires deep, deep nerd newsery.
Yes.
How about a little?
Right wing hypocrite.
Because it's about your friend Caroline Leavitt.
Oh girl.
Right.
Oh.
Caroline. I didn't even know she ran for Congress.
I didn't either.
From the state of New Hampshire. She
Caroline Leavitt's 2022 Congressional Campaign Committee failed to pay off a penny of the $326,000 it owes across more than 100 creditors, according to a new disclosure.
That's a lot of money.
Caroline for Congress. Hey, girl. That was her slogan.
Of
hey,
course.
Girl.
That was also when she had her old nose.
Oh, yes. and her old lips.
Yes.
Caroline for Congress.
Uh-huh.
Raised no money during April, May, or June to help retire the debt. Oh, dear. Much of the campaign's debt stems from illegal and excessive contributions that accepted several years ago but has not returned to donors.
Oh.
Meanwhile, it's a totally unrelated story, Leavitt continues to attack deadbeats over student loans and poor people who expect government handouts such as Medicaid and food stamps.
I'm a deadbeat!
Spectacularly hypocritical.
Uh-huh.
Spectacularly so. All right, let's go to
Thanks, girl. Good to know I'm a deadbeat.
Tina in Illinois. Hey, Tina.
Hey, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
You're all pretty.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's Michael's wife.
I just wanted to see if anybody else made this connection other than myself. To me, the ICE members wearing masks to hide their identity is reminiscent of the KKK hood.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
The difference is that instead of lynching them on the spot, they're placing them into camps and foreign prisons. But even though we can't see them, the rope is still around their necks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, she's absolutely right.
They keep saying, you're calling them Nazis. Well, stop acting like Nazis, and people will stop calling you Nazis. 58 minutes after the hour, a legal lad.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Kirshner next.
Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we're joined by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. And at 5 o'clock, I engage with Professor Mariel Barnes about violence against women, gender, and the Epstein scandal. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The president talking about the deadly shooting in New York City.
President Trump in Scotland posts on social media Tuesday morning that he was briefed on the shooting that took place Monday evening in Midtown Manhattan, saying it's a place that he knows and loves. The president said he trusts law enforcement will determine why the suspect committed what he calls, quote, a senseless act of violence, and says his heart is with the families of the four victims. Police sources tell ABC the man who opened fire in the Manhattan office building that houses the NFL headquarters had a note claiming he suffered from the brain disease CTE. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There is a suspect in custody in Nevada, and three people are dead following a shooting outside a casino in Reno. Hotel guests said they saw people running and screaming away from the resort's valet area Tuesday. The intense heat that's been blanketing much of the country will continue for at least another day for most of us. Federal Reserve has started its July 2-day meeting. It's not expected to raise interest rates. This is ABC News.